Last week we discussed the first three of six spiritual disciplines, and today we do another three. Number four, giving. 1 Corinthians 16:2 says, "On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up, as he may prosper, so that there will be no collecting when I come." And 2 Corinthians 9:6-8 says, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work." Altracher highlights the fact that Paul encouraged the Corinthians to give regularly, not under any kind of legalistic pressure, but freely and cheerfully. The discipline involved was to set apart and give on a weekly, for them, or regular basis. 5. Serving. "If I then," John 3:14-15, "your Lord and teacher, has washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you." And Mark 10:43-44 says, "Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all." And finally, 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." Altracher says that the more we obey Jesus' commands to serve others, the more joy it will bring to our lives. Sometimes we can schedule our serving. At other times it is more spontaneous. But I believe Jesus calls all of us to imitate him and serve others, whether we feel like it or not. In the same way, God calls us to regularly meditate on his word and pray, though we will often not feel like it. He then adds what he calls a bonus spiritual discipline, fasting. Matthew 6:16-18 says, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Matthew 6:16-18. So there is no command in the New Testament to fast, though it seems that Jesus assumed we would. Remember, the text says, "And when you fast." In these two recordings, we have discussed six important spiritual disciplines, namely meditating on God's word, giving thanks, praying, giving, serving, and fasting. Dear facilitator, please emphasize these when you teach this outcome.